Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Essential Business, WWE under fire this morning. We'll talk about the who's and the what's and the whys in just a moment. Plus,
when I saw you hop the railing, I was like, oh my God, he did it.
For Wednesday, April the 15th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
In sports, we want to get our sports back. So importantly, these will be some separate calls. UFC Dana White, great Dana White. WWE, the great Vince McMahon.
I still think you've got something up your sleeve, Mr. Trump, but you know what? The match is off!
Money, 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 money.
Donald Trump there naming Vince McMahon as part of a task force to get the economy going again once the coronavirus settles down. Vince McMahon and WWE have been on quite a few news outlets in the States over the last 24 hours, not maybe for the right reasons. So we go back to Friday, where Vince McMahon made the decision, very spur of the moment, to cancel the tapings of Raw, SmackDown, and NXT that everybody was there for, and instead do a live episode of SmackDown, and said that from now on, we're doing live shows. Just came literally like that, that quickly. And Vince McMahon reported from some sources as being aggressively keen to get live shows up and running again immediately. So now that is what's happening. We had a live episode of Monday Night Raw this past Monday, and this is now the schedule going forward. Live episodes of Raw, NXT, and SmackDown on Fox and USA Network, respectively. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis made the decision to deem WWE as an essential business in Florida, which is why they have been allowed to return to work as much as they have. During a press conference, DeSantis was asked about why WWE was classed as essential business, to which he cited Disney World as an example, as something that you wouldn't class initially as an essential business. But DeSantis goes on to say, Disney asked for some of the gardening people to go to the park because they have millions of dollars worth of stuff that is going to go bad. So I said DeSantis, is there going to be social distancing? They said, yeah, they're just going to go out there and work themselves. Obviously, WWE, there's no crowd, and it's just a very, very small group of people. We just look at it a case-by-case basis. We haven't had a lot of requests, and I think a lot of this will be, what do we look like in May with some of this, rather than, can we do stuff now? So DeSantis is keen to make the point that because WWE are running shows with no live crowd and a limited team, then they are good to go back to work. He also talks about a desire for entertainment and distraction during this time. He says, the one thing I support is I think we need to support content, especially sports and events. Not saying that they'll have a crowd there, but if NASCAR had a race and televised it without having a large crowd, I think that's a good thing. So DeSantis is keen to get sports back in action in Florida, and WWE is part of that. It's interesting how quickly all of this changed, because the last set of tapings that WWE did, which was the tapings for WrestleMania and the run-up to it, there were several visits by officers to attempt to shut down the Performance Center, and after several conversations, those officers went away. But this happened a couple of times. So now all of a sudden, they're now completely off limit and they're left to get on with it. Since the announcement that WWE is classed as essential business, Linda McMahon has come into focus. We're going to tell you why. There was an executive order issued on April the 9th that said all professional sports could return to business if the location was closed and to the public, which is as we have discussed. Spectrum News 13 found that the change in hearts came around the same day as Donald Trump's super PAC, the Political Action Committee, announced that they were going to be spending almost $20 million in both the Orlando market and the Tampa market. That super PAC is headed up by the former head of Trump's Small Business Administration, Linda McMahon, the wife of Vince McMahon. Vince's decision to continue live WWE programming at the Performance Center happened the day after this super PAC was put forward. Now, the obvious connection here, Linda McMahon leading a super PAC that promises to spend money within Tampa and Orlando. A day later, WWE are classed as an essential business and are allowed to return to proper work. Now, some have shot down the connection as merely a coincidence, connecting the dots where there are no dots to be connected. But it does seem quite the coincidence that just 24 hours after Linda McMahon promises to spend money in Florida, Vince McMahon and the WWE are classed as an essential business and are allowed to do work in Florida. I'm just reporting what is happening at the moment. So Florida now classes WWE as an essential business. So therefore, all wrestling is essential business in Florida. So if you run a wrestling company in the area, you're allowed to return to work, providing that you adhere to social distancing and presumably put on wrestling shows in front of nobody. Now, AEW were doing that up until recently at Jacksonville, Florida, at Daly's Place. And they were told that because Florida was shutting down, they would be moved along. That seems to now, as a result of the last 24 hours or so, that has now been lifted. So AEW, should they wish to, could return to Daly's Place, something they may be doing in the next few weeks. And we'll talk about that in a short while. A few other companies have spoken out about whether or not they would return to action. Ring of Honor's Joe Koff and Court Bauer from MLW both issued statements to Post Wrestling about running shows in Florida and where they stand on it. And neither of them want to. We'll give you both statements. Joe Koff from Ring of Honor says, I think it's great for WWE that they're able to operate how they see fit or how they may even need to for their business. It doesn't necessarily change our approach to the pandemic, though. The safety of all of our performers, staff, vendors and fans are the most important thing to us right now. And we are continuing to improve our infrastructure and find ways to connect with them during this time. Are we eager to get back? Absolutely. For now, though, we are monitoring day by day. Court Bauer, his statement, a little bit more simple. He says, no, I will not put my athletes, crew and staff, along with their families, at risk of contracting the virus. So there you go. One person we won't be seeing on WWE TV for quite a while is Roman Reigns. Dave Meltzer reports in the Wrestling Observer that WWE does not know when Roman will return to action. Of course, Roman missed WrestleMania as he is immunocompromised and wasn't keen to put himself in a situation where he could contract COVID-19. So he is off of WWE TV. He missed WrestleMania. And obviously, with the pandemic still going ahead, and despite the fact that WWE are taping blocks of programming, he has no desire to travel every week to the Performance Center for SmackDown since he's immunocompromised. Roman Reigns is doing the absolute right thing by him and isolating during this time. So we won't be seeing Roman Reigns on SmackDown for the foreseeable future. Of course, when we know more about when he's coming back, you will know more as well.
Good God Almighty, the roof just came off! John Moxley!
I don't think he's here to say thanks.
John Moxley has deployed on this Squared Circle at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. With a twinkle in his eye, and Jericho is pissed.
To AEW now, that was a clip from Double or Nothing last year. Quite the moment when Jon Moxley made his debut. And it was set to be a really great moment to see Jon Moxley arrive back in Vegas for Double or Nothing 2. You can tell by the past tense where this is going. AEW announced yesterday that the Double or Nothing pay-per-view on May 23rd will no longer be held in Vegas. The decision has been made that it will go ahead, but it won't be from the MGM Grand. We know MGM Grand were desperate to get everything back up and running as soon as possible, and they hadn't mentioned anything about Double or Nothing for the longest of times, and now it's looking as if it's not going to be back to normal in time for the show. So the decision has been made to take Double or Nothing away from Vegas. It will still be on pay-per-view. They will still happen. And we don't know what form this will take. There's a very strong chance, as we mentioned in the previous story, because Florida now classes wrestling as essential business, they could hold it at Daly's Place in front of a small number of people or no crowd at all, which might be the way that they go. A lot of speculation about AEW running Florida, but we'll keep an eye on that one. The event itself, Double or Nothing, has been rescheduled for May the 29th, 2021. The Grand is still keen to host Double or Nothing on an annual basis, and they will do that now next year. Bring the bell! Alexa Bliss was talking to CBS Sports about Ronda Rousey's recent comments on pro wrestling, talking a lot about fake fighting and generally getting the backup of a lot of her peers and her fans. And Alexa Bliss said the following. I like Ronda. We've always gotten along. It was just the use of the word fake when she was talking that upset a lot of people, especially because we welcomed Ronda with open arms. We all wanted to see her succeed. We wanted to make an amazing story with amazing matches while meshing both styles of WWE and UFC together. The thing is, you're only as good as the person you're in the ring with. When you bash the fans who are always really supportive and say what we do is fake, it's kind of disrespectful when we have been so respectful for what she did coming in. So to say what we do is fake is really unfair. If she comes back to WWE, great. We'll all love to work with her again, I'm sure. Just limit the use of the F word. An NXT star has made comment on Jerry Lawler's commentary from Monday night. You may have heard Akira Tozawa's senton from Raw on Monday night, referred to by Jerry Lawler as a ramen noodle moonsault. This has actually been edited out of the Hulu edition of Monday Night Raw and will no doubt be edited out of the WWE Network version as well. Rachel Evers from NXT made a vague tweet about the incident by saying, just a casual reminder that being a racist is not okay. Thanks for listening to my TED Talk. Have a great night. Bob Arum, legendary boxing promoter, is very interested in running boxing events at the WWE Performance Center. He was chatting to ESPN all about this. He said he's looking into the possibility of using WWE's facilities to host fights. He's obviously an international boxing Hall of Famer, is Bob Arum, and he's got a close friendship with Vince McMahon. So don't be surprised if you see some pugilism in the Performance Center. Jim Cornette applied to trademark his name. He did. So now Jim Cornette owns the rights to the name Cornette. Cool. The Young Bucks are going to explode on Being the Elite episode 200. They put out episode 199 just the other day, and they featured a battle royal with the winner getting to main event the 200th BTE in a match of their choosing. Nick won the battle royal, and then he challenged Matt Jackson to an anywhere goes match. If you haven't quite had your fill of cinematic wrestling yet, I have a funny feeling that Matt and Nick are going to whet your appetite again on episode 200 of Being the Elite. Going to end with some love for Cesaro today. Cody shared a tweet of him moonsaulting off a cage in WWE. A fan responded to it with, your moonsault in MSG off the cage against the Real Americans was awesome. And then Cody just gushes about Cesaro, saying, good match. Claudio, Cesaro, is the most underrated guy on the planet, and he's still highly rated. The dude can do anything. He's like a PWG Nikita Koloff. Love that terminology. He also got a lot of praise on the New Day podcast. He was a special guest this week, and he talked about how he saved Tyler Breeze's job. Apparently, while
They were in FCW together, which is WWE's old developmental brand before NXT came along. Cesaro was working a match with Tyler Breeze, who was going under the name Mike Dalton. And Breeze wasn't in the best of favor with WWE at that point, and it looked like he was going to get cut. According to Cesaro, during this match, he hit Breeze with a brutal uppercut that knocked him, quote, back to 1922. And apparently, Tyler Breeze sold this move so well that the WWE decided not to let him go because they saw him all of a sudden as an asset to the business. Imagine an uppercut saving your career. I love that. The podcast that New Day do with Cesaro is a really wonderful chat. It's Cesaro Appreciation Day on the New Day podcast. And they recant the tale of Cesaro ripping up a beach ball from the crowd.
I'd like to talk about something that you have done technically outside of the ring.
Yes.
And that is you diving into the audience in order to acquire beach balls to rip them to pieces.
Yes.
Now, what made you just snap?
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I'm doing this.
Well, so again, it's like one of those like in the moment magic things that just happen that you cannot plan that I love, right? So that was in Brooklyn. I think it was SummerSlam or something like that. Certain spots on the card are sometimes tougher to get the crowd into it. But I'm always like, nope, we'll get it. Don't worry. We'll get him. I'll find a way. We all find a way to do something. And then like, you know, you look up, there's like freaking beach balls. I'm like, why are they not paying attention? And then I look over and there's like a beach ball. And I just get like, why are they not paying attention to the match? We're trying, like, you're all just trying our hardest to make it great, right? And like, I think it was like Sheamus and Rollins are like in there and like, Sheamus is like, what's going on? Because like, he doesn't see, like, you know what I mean? Like he's focused on in the ring, right? And I just look at Sheamus and I see the beach balls jumping around. I'm like, I don't want to jump in the crowd like and then not get the beach ball and look like an idiot, right? That's like
the thing. Just keep away.
Yeah. That's just
give me the ball.
Keep away with the idiot. So then I was like big 6'4" idiot over there running around, right? So I wait till like one of our security or one security or something just like kind of secures it. So I know it's in one place. And I just look at Sheamus and goes like, don't move. And like, I run over and grab it. And I just want to do like, it's just like one of those like, no, screw you. This is our thing. And like also take something that happened organically and take it to our advantage. So it was the same thing. I saw the beach ball. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to rip that beach ball and ruin my match. Like, you know, I was like, screw that beach ball. This is my match. Like again, an organic moment that was authentic that I was
Matt. Yeah, I remember seeing that too. And I feel like we all have moments like that. It's you went out and did what every single one of us has wanted to do at some point, you know, go out there and be like, because, you know, at the end of the day, like you're saying, like we're in there and we're trying so hard to, you know, to entertain. And then when people are not paying attention, let alone messing around, and they have the audacity to blow a beach ball. I remember when I saw you hop the railing, I was like, oh my God, he did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, so many people have wanted, like, we have wanted to do that for so long, you know? So, yeah, man, just, it was so great to see that happen.
I did it for all of us.
Go check out the entire podcast. It's a wonderful, wonderful listen right now. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling News for Wednesday. Later on today, on the Cultaholic podcast feed, you have a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps featuring former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, the winner of the Cruiserweight Classic, TJP. He is on the show. We're going to be finding out what TJP's favorite wrestling matches of all time are and talking about keeping pigs. Mm-hmm. That's happening today as well. And on the YouTube channel, if you haven't done so already, you can check out Raw Graded and WTF Moments from Monday Night Raw just this past week, as well as an incredible What Happened To, featuring a photo from 2011, featuring a whole bevy of incredible talent. Go see the photo, see how many you spot, and then find out what happened to them all on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.